Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Beis. We've had various types of alumdus shiurim. We speak about alumdus topics on the daf. We speak about chas topics, hashkafic topics. Today we're just going to have a pasha pshat of one line in the Gemara, five or six pshatim of the Rishonim about what one line of the Gemara means. So says the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan Lashon Yam Hanichnas Lachatzer. There is a chatzer that has, let's say, walls on all sides, and one of the sides became open, and now the yam is lapping up to that side of the chatzer. Ein mamalad hamen b'shabbos, one is not allowed to fill up from the yam to the chatzer on Shabbos. The yam is pashtus a karmelis, and one is allowed to take water from there. Ela imkein yesh lo mechitza gavoa asara tvachim, unless there is a mechitza that is 10 tvachim. Rashi nichnas lechatzer derech pirtzas hakosel, the wall fell down somehow. Ukishelo nifratz bimiluo askinan, and it's not totally open on that side. Midemaflik basara liosar miyasara, since there's a chilek between 10 tvachim more and less, and that's always how do you determine the Pesach? So Elam Kein Asa Mechitza Ligdar Pirtzas Kosel Achatzar Adasar. So the Gemara says Badem Amar Bishop Pirtzas Will Be Yosem Yasara Aval Asara Ein Sara Kolom. If it's less than 10, you don't have to do anything. So the Gemara says Mimale Hu Delo Mimal Inan. When it says that the Yam, one side of the Chatzar is open to the Yam now, it says that you're not allowed to fill up the water from there. That's what the Gemara is bedaying. That's what's usher. Rashi, Mishum de Metaltel, Mi Karmelis, the Rosh Hashayachid. Because the Chatzar is a Rosh Hashayachid. Let's see, it's surrounded at least by three walls. Right? We have, that's another discussion here on Amud Beis. What is a Rosh Hashayachid Daraisa? How many walls? But let's assume the Chatzar is going Rosh Hashayachid. Hatitule Metaltelina, but you're allowed to be Metaltel in that Chatzar. So now the Gemara says, why? Why would you be able to be metaltel on the chatzer if it's open to a makom sha'asur l'taltel ba? And that's the rule. Nifritza l'makom asurla, so you shouldn't be able to be metaltel even in that chatzer. Why is it only that you're not allowed to fill up mayim from the chatzer, but you are allowed to be metaltel on the chatzer? Answers. The Gemara, hachav mayaskinan de'is le'gidudei. It has gidudei. What does that mean? Six pshatim in the Rishonim. What does that mean? Is le gidudei. Rashi says, is le gidudei, mashenishar min hapirtza begova asara. Right, what's left of these walls? There's some gidudim. There's some extra wall that is still left even after it fell down. Aval hayam kisahu. But the yam is covering it. What does that mean? As Tosfos expands on Rashi, there are walls, the only walls that are left are underneath the water. They're underneath the water, and somehow that would allow tiltul, but would not allow milui from the water that flowed in, and you want to take it out. Tosfos, Pirish Rashi, Aval Hayam Kiso, Vakasha. Ask Tosfos, what's the difference? Is it a wall? Is it not a wall? It's covered. Yes, it's covered in the water, but what difference should it make if it functioned as a wall, even though it's under the water, so that it should be matir even milui? And if it doesn't help, then it should not matir tiltul. Mikamakom, maishna delinian tiltul chashivi mechitzos linian milui lo chashivi. What's the difference? So, Tosos is going to reread Rashi, that the chilek is not really milui versus tiltul, but as we'll see, it's going to mean bias to chatzer. But again, Pashtus Rashi doesn't mention anything like that. The Rashba takes Rashi kipshuto and leaves it, but Tzarachian. It seems like there's a fundamental difference between milui and filling the water from the and bringing it into the chatzer and within the chatzer. Mikol makom, ask the Rashba, kashal adivei Rashizal, kivan to asr lemalos min halashon, since you can't take water from here, hecha chatzer muteris l'talto b'socha. So why should you be able to be metalto in the chatzer? Falo nifritza b'milua, mitzta deha, l'lashon hayam, shahaya asrla. If you can't take from there, you shouldn't be able to be metalto here. Right, so again, Tosfos and other Rishonim reread Rashi, but again, the Rashba takes Rashi kipshuto. He doesn't reread Rashi, and therefore he leaves it b'tzarachin. It sounds like from Rashi, there's some type of fundamental difference, between milui and the tiltul. If you just look in the let's do it now. That if you look in the Rambam also seems to have something fundamental. Again, doesn't explain fully. But the Rambam in Tesvav Yud Beis has a fundamental chiluk between the milui and the chaser. Haya berachava yeser me yeser amo, says the Rambam. Avo bishim begova. Sorry, imamalin mimena. If the rachava is more than 10 amos wide, even though ain begovo asara, ain mamalin mimena ashiyasa la machitza, shekol yeser al eser pirtsa ima of tetis machitzas. Umau le taltel bekol achatzer, im nishar bitzada pirtsa pasbikan o pasbikan bekol shu, if, as the argument says, there's little pasim on either side, o pas rochav erbatvachami, roch achas botel taltel bekol achatzer. The ain aser el lamalos min ha'ama bilvad. He has it talking about an ama. This is what the Mefarshim explained, not the yam. Aval im lo nishar pas klal also latalta b'kol achatzer shari nifritz achatzer liyam shehu karmelis. Good. Okay, that's how the Rambam relates. Not exactly our case, but either way, the Rashba, shot number one, is Rashi, some fundamental chilek between tiltul and milui. Maybe, again, not fully for us now, but maybe there's a difference between what tiltul b'chatzer needs and what milui needs. We spoke about this months ago at the beginning of Masech HaShabbos. Maybe there's a difference between mechitzas and hekif makom. We spoke about the difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Sukkah, based on the Tosfos there in the Masech HaShabbos and in Masech HaSukkah. So maybe there's a difference between the two, and maybe covered walls might be able to create hekif makom, but might not be able to function as a mechitza. Right, or vice versa. But either way, that could be a chilek, could be a one derech to go down to try to explain Rashi. There are other examples in Halacha of covered items that are considered there and uncovered items that are not considered there that you could see. Right, we know that let's say in an Oel HaMeis, if you have something in an Oel HaMeis, in a kli inside an Oel HaMeis, it's not a kli cheres tzamid pasel. If it's not an earthenware kli, that's tightly fitting cover. So anything inside the kli is going to be tamei meis, because it's not going to be protected by the kli. So even though it's covered and you can't see it, it's still going to be nechshav ki'ilu. It's in the Oel HaMeis. It's not inside the kli with another protection, and therefore it's going to be tame. So that's an example of something covered that is there. Sometimes you could see something and it's considered not there. Sometimes. Right? Remember the Gemara of Ashashis. Right? The Gemara is, again, not exactly the same, but the Gemara in Brachas at the end of the third parak about the difference between Soa Ba'ashashis and Erva Ba'ashashis. The Gemara said there, Amarava, Soa Ba'ashashis Mutalikwas Kriyash Ba'Kenegda. If there is excrement, if it's Soa, but on the other side of glass, but it's right in front of me. It's right in front of me, but it's in a glass container in the same room that I am, and I'm looking right at it. You're allowed to say Kriyat Shema, because it's considered ki'ilu, it's not there. Mutar lekos Kriyat Shema Kenegda. Erva ba'ashashis, but erva, right, in ashashis, if it's on the other side of glass, there's something that I'm not allowed to see, arayos. Also lekos Kriyat Shema Kenegda. It's not there. Why? Says the Gemara. There's a big difference. Tsoa bashashis mutilagos kriyashma kenegda. Tsoa bikisu italia milsa. So is totally uncovered in a different place. Vahamichsan is covered. Erva bashashis also lagos kriyashma kenegda. Why? Vahalir bachal ervas dover amachwad of amischanzi. Because that has to do with seeing. If it has to do with seeing, so then it doesn't matter whether it's in a different spot or not. So sometimes in halacha, something covered has relevance, sometimes not. Here you have walls that are covered that are not visible, so therefore there's some type of chilek according to Rashi. Good. If you look in Tosfos, a pshat for Rashi is that maybe Rashi doesn't really mean a fundamental chilek between milui and tiltul, but rather bayis and chatzer. Right? When you fill up water from the yam, so obviously what are you taking that for? You're probably taking that into your house. That's why it's a problem. But just going to the chatzar is not a problem. Why? V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos. Hachi pirusho. Milui hu deloma malin and pirish to osir lataltel. Look at the Bach. Mi chatzar lebeso. You can't take things into the house. V'nokat milui mishum de ikir tashmish me chatzar lebayis hu amilui. What's the ikir that you're going to do? You're going to take water out and bring it into the house. That's what's a problem. Avol tiltule hu du mataltelinan bichatzar. In the chatzer is okay. So why? Why in the chatzer would be okay? So those are the answers. In the chatzer, it's still, you're still able to see the mechitzos. There's a requirement to see the mechitzos. So while you're in the chatzer, you're further out, you can see the mechitzos underwater. But in the house, you can't. So that's why tiltul to the house is a problem. Umashani dislike you do David Karas mechitzos lebede chatzer. Ulebede bias, shame rechokim, ain't any karas. It's not nikar to the bnei bayis va'arivi maya umishem hachi aser, and that's why it is aser. If you look at the Tosfos Rashi, he just adds in one more line not to the Bnei Chatzar being able to see. Fascinating. Ubechatzar amachitza nikeres shepa'amim holchim hamayim ad makom amachitza. The tide. Says the Toz HaRash, it could be that at certain times of day the walls are not totally covered, or they're very thinly covered and you can see it because of the tide. Hilkach shari lishtamish b'chatzar. Avol min abayis l'chatzar aser. What's the whole assumption, though, of this pshat of Tosas and the Tosas of Rush and Rashi? Then mechitzas have to be seen. And it can't function as a mechitza unless it is visible to those that are inside. Right? This is what is the issue that what the Gemara has been talking about over the past couple of days, of if you have a wall, if you have a mechitza, that it's nearer mi b'chutz v'lo nearer mi b'fnim. Is that going to be good enough? It could be that a mechitza has to be seen in order to be functional and halachic. And therefore, if it's only near a mibachutz, that's why maybe the outer, the bigger chutzar, might be able to be mutil taltel, but the inner one not, because you can't see that mechitza, even though it has edges on the side. Again, that's the assumption of this shot of a tosa. The Tosa Rosh is that mechitzas have to be visible. So that's Tosva's pshat of Rashi. Let's call that one pshat. The Rambam we mentioned quickly is another pshat, a different pshat of the Gemara, which we're not going to go into. But let's go through the next day as of Tosas. Tosas has four other pshatim here to explain what exactly is the case. The Rivan Mefaresh, skipping a couple of lines, the Rivan explains, Demairi b'chatzer shenifrsa me'erev Shabbos. The chatzer was nifratz before Shabbos. V'amayim ba'u b'Shabbos. But the water came on Shabbos. It wasn't covered before Shabbos. So when Shabbos started, this was a perfect mechitza. But on Shabbos, it became a problem. V'ka'amar hacha b'maya skin and dislik yidudei. So what does that mean, says the Rivan? Lo'hachi metal zelina and the Shabbos. Chol v'hutra hutra. Once, when Shabbos started, it was mutter, it stays mutzer. Kind of like migu de'iskatzoi ben ashmashos katzoi l'kul yom and migu de'chutra ben ashmashos. Even though mechitzos are in Nika right now, doesn't matter. Right? This Tosas doesn't quote it, but this is similar to what we're going to see on the last daf in this parak, on daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is going to talk about if you build a mechitza and something happens to it. Chatzer shenifritza mishtei ruchoseha. V'chein bayish shenifritz mishtei ruchosav. Says the Gemara, you have a chatzer that it's both the outer walls, two of its walls fell down, or the house. V'chein mavi shenit lukarosav olachayayin. Or lechayav, or a mavui, whose karos or lechis were taken on Shabbos. Mutarin la'osa Shabbos, va'asurin la'asa lavo. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, for the rest of that Shabbos, it is okay. Why? Because once Shabbos started that way, it stays that way. Rashi there, da'amrina and hol v'hutra hutra. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi argues that Rabbi Yossi is le'isser. In mutarin la'osa Shabbos, mutarin la'asa lavo, v'masurin la'asa lavo, asurin la'asa Shabbos. Okay, good. But that's the idea Tosas is saying here, that since the walls were good when Shabbos started, even though the water then came, maybe this is talking about the tide also, even though now it's a problem, so that is why you're still allowed to be metaltel. What about the milui? The water caused the problem here. So you're not going to say that you're allowed to do milui. Aval, lamalos min amayim, shebo b'Shabbos, lo shayach, hol v'hutra hutra. Right, hol v'hutra hutra is not shayach for the water, because the water is what came from outside. It was not in the walls before Shabbos, and therefore it is muksa, and it is off limits. So the milui is usur. If you look in the Maharsha says, according to this, it's supposed to be saying, even without any walls left, so why do you even have to say gidude? It's like gidude. What do you need that for? Tzarech ian lepirusha, we ask the Maharsha. Amaylo mukim le bepshitus, v'deleka gidude, v'nifritza b'Shabbos, v'amayim bo d'Shabbos. Right, that's it. You don't even need any gidude. Ulahachi metaltalinan de Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra. Aval gabi mayim shabo b'Shabbos lo shayach hol v'hutra hutra v'dok. So the Maharsha leaves that b'tzarachian. Says the Maharam on the bottom. No, come on. If there's no mechitzas left, even that Gemara later on in Daf Yud Zayin didn't say if there were no mechitzas left, it's still called a private. Therefore, you can do whatever you want with it. Hol v'hutra hutra. You have to have some left. That's what the Maharam says here. It says, Hecha de lesnu lo amrino hol v'hutra hutra, hol de lesnu mechitzas. Ayin l'kam on Daf Yud Zayin. So, Machlokes, Maharam, Marsha, about how far to take the Shita of the Rivan. So we have Tosfos, Pshat of Rashi, then we have the Rivan. Next, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. V'Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam, the two great brothers, grandchildren of Rashi, say the following pshat. Pirshu dislei gedudei. Totally different pshat. Sheish gedudim gvoim asara liyam b'toch hachatzer. L'kach metaltalidan b'chatzer. Aval amalos min amayim aser demakam amayim nifras b'milu aliyam. V'yam ave karmelis. The Rashbam and Rabbi Nadav have a totally different shot. There's no mechitza left from a wall. That's not what Gedudah here means. But it's that the water, the wall fell, and now there is a ridge. It's like an edge at the edge of the chatzer that goes down 10 tefachim. It goes down 10 tefachim. So now you have a mechitza there. You have a mechitza for the chatzer. Perfect. A mechitza for the chatzer, 10 tefachim, but the water now is in a karmelis. That's a very smooth reading of the Gemara. Right? The edge is 10 tefachim high. The chatzer is a rishus hayachid. And the yam is a karmelis open to the rabbim. So that is how the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam read. Again, sheish gedudim gevoa asara liyam atzmo bitoch hachatzer. Lakach betatalina bachatzer. No problem. Aval lamalos min hamayim aser demakam hamayim nifras b'milu liyam. Because even if it's a karmelis, but it's nifrats to the yam that is in. Again, there might be some gidudim there, but we're talking about a case where there's a 10 high. And we're not worried, as the Gemara said earlier, that there's going to be mud that's going to come and make the height less than 10 tefachim. Because it's very high. They're very high. Okay, fine. Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. Next, the Hasar Mikutzi Mifaresh. Another one of the Bali Atos. Zachi Birusho. Mili hu delo mimalinan hu adin tilto. There's no, like Tos, going back to the first shot that we said, there's no real difference between mili and tilto. So what did Tos say earlier for Rashi? The difference is really only between bias and chatzer. What does it mean here? There's no difference. V'nokan milui, we should detani v'braisa in mamalin. Really, because the braisa used that lashon. Aval tiltule mitaltalinan imhochu lahem hamayim. This, like you do the lahaki shari b'she'ein hamayim. Aval kashiyesh hamayim ha'mechitza, eina nikeres v'arivi maya aser. So on about when there is water, when there isn't water, again, another pshat of the Sarmi Kutzi, which we're not going to go into, but again, what's important is that he says there's no fundamental chiluk, and he makes inu kimta. Finally, the last pshat, from the Ritzbah, skipping the last five lines of Tosfos, the Ritzbah goes back to like Rashi. Ritzbah pirish karashi, the isle gidudei, avalayam kiso. Like we said before, you have the walls that are left, but the water is covering it. Ulahaki lama malina, so why can't you fill with the water? Fundamentally, let's say it this way, there are mechitzas, and that's why tiltal works. Why can't you fill? Gzeira, you might drop your pail, and the pail might go float outside the gidudim, and you might go get it. Gzeira, that's it. Dilma azil dlili idak gisa chutz lachatzer. V'tayma darivi maya ein iser ela mishem dilma azil dlili idak gisa v'lo mishem dein mechitzas nikaros. Not because the mechitzas are a nikar. So fundamentally, according to this pshat, you don't need the mechitzas to be seen. According to the other pshatim, the earlier pshatim, then you do need. But according to the Ritzba, it sounds like mechitzos don't need nikaros. And it's just that there's a gzeira. Upe eser tavi kepesach lo chayshinan diike hakeira aval totule metatlin avagav dei mechitzos nikaros v'hashta asi shapers. There's a gzeira. Remember, gzeiras are very strong. Gzeiras are very strong. I was going to mention this a couple of days ago when we had the shiur about Rav and Tanam and Amorim. I'll just mention it now. But there are differences between different levels of dinim d'rabbanan. Just to mention one chumrah of gzeiros that apply, like the Ritzbah here says, that there is a gzeira at the pale, right? The Rambam quotes the beginning of Tochas Mamrim that a later Bezdin is allowed to argue on an earlier Bezdin if they see fit, they're not bound. But then the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Beis, Bezdin shegazu gzeira eskinu takana v'inigu minag, any Bezdin that makes a gzeira, takana, or minag, upasha kala davar b'chol Yisrael, v'yaman achrayim Bezdin acher ubikesh levatel divrei harishon v'lakar osar takana v'osa gzeira v'osa minag, eino yacho. They can't get rid of it. But if they are gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan, so then they would be able to undo it. A question of all the rishonim: how do you have greater in a minyan? All bati dinim are 71. Zem minyan chachme hador. The amount of rabbis of the Chachmei Hador that accepted what Bezdin said. Okay, but then Tosfos says, and then the Rambam says this only applies by certain gzeiros that you could get out of an earlier gzeira.
Bezdin ligzar olas or osan laso siog
if they make a siyug for protection of the Torah, in Pashat Yisur and Bakal Yisrael, Ein Bezdin HaGadol Acher, Yochol La'akron La'atiran, Afilu Haya Gadol Men Arishonim. Even if they would be Gadol, right, that is not allowed, because that's the power of Gzeira, the protection of the Torah. So the Ritzvah here, in the last shot of Tosfos, he's the one that says this is Gzeira. Really, the walls are good, even though they're not Nikar, but Gzeira, you might drop the pail and might carry it with it. Okay, various pshatim, just to give him pshat of the line in Gemara that says, Islay, you do day. We will stop here.